Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I have a responsibility to cover the facts as I see them, and they're crystal clear. So that's positive. As negative as the facts are, at least it's very clear, so we know how to counter it. They're doing the exact same scam they did in 2020, 4 years ago, in all the battleground states and in states that are in play like Texas because of massive fraud and a lot of Texans, you know, sitting on their laurels. They almost stole the election. They almost won in places like Texas. Those states almost went through fraud 4 years ago. Ted Cruz is very close to fraud. Here in Texas, Democrats are beside themselves with glee with Act Blue and all the money laundering and the Secretary of State saying, well, the FBI told me to let illegal aliens vote, so we're going to accept non-citizen IDs to vote. I mean, that was 3 weeks ago, and it hit the news, and I'll be on the street, the grocery store, the gym, every day. Hey, are they going to steal it? And I go, yeah, I mean, they're trying. You see, the Secretary of State said they're going to accept non-citizen IDs. And I had a guy a couple days ago, come on, that's not true. I pulled it up on my phone. He goes, oh, my God. New Texas SOS advisory allows Secretary of State non-citizens' licenses as voter ID. You can't make it up. And so now all the battleground states are like, oh, we're not going to be done on election day. It's going to take at least till Friday. And we're all going to black out the windows again and kick everybody out and say it's closed and say we're not counting, but we will. And then if you don't like it, we'll sue you in a rigged courtroom and have a $140 million judgment against you. You better shut up. MTG was on Friday with me, and she said, I've got reports coming in, constituents with vote flipping. It's now coming in all over the country, and all the Democrats and news articles ran saying, sue Alex Jones, sue MTG. Really, for her saying what she's hearing? And then the audits have been done. It took years. You know, the legislative body in Arizona came out earlier this year and said, no, our findings are Trump won by a landslide. He barely lost in Michigan, in Arizona, in everywhere by fraud. So let's play clip 6 and 10. Michigan won't know election results until the day after the election. And the Georgia Secretary of State, 75% of the vote totals will be reported no later than 8 p.m. on election night. What we'll be waiting for is the overseas ballots that come in later. But we should have the election over by Friday, 3.5 days after. They're saying the same stuff in Pennsylvania. And again, Michigan's now confirmed. Oh, we got 500 plus thousand more people set to vote in the database than are registered voters. How do you have one person in the rolls who isn't registered? Remember, they said, oh, it's crazy. There's nobody on the rolls that's not registered. Remember that? Trump's insane. Trump's crazy. Go ahead and play the clips. Here they are.
How quickly do you expect to get results? Well, you know, in 2020, we had the results of our highest turnout election in Michigan history within 24 hours of the polls closing. The unofficial results were completed by 8 p.m. on Wednesday. So we're tracking that again this year. We do have more options to process ballots sooner than Election Day, which is where we were restricted in 2020. So I'm optimistic we could see results even sooner. But I would estimate end of the day on Wednesday as the best guess on how we'll perform But that said, we will always prioritize accuracy and security over efficiency. Understanding how much people will want those results, we're still going to make sure the process is secure and accurate before we put anything out to the public. But that said, we understand people's energy
this, of course, and excitement, is a Soros operative.
We're working hard to ensure those results are ready as soon as possible.
As I understand it, nearly all votes cast in this upcoming election will be recorded on paper. Last night.
Absolutely. 100% will be. And okay. It's actually security paper with the state seal on it.
Okay. Important point to establish, because yesterday President Trump said something that implies that because it can take time to tabulate votes, there might be something nefarious here. Take a listen.
We spend all this money on machines, and then they announce, we expect to have the results like 7 days after the election. If you had paper ballots, you get them at 10 o'clock. France went to paper because what we did didn't work.
He's pointing to a lack of paper ballots as a problem here. Is he accurately describing what's happening, and how long will it take to tabulate votes?
In Georgia, 100% of all the votes cast will be on a paper ballot. But actually, nationwide, it's going to be over 96% to 97% of all voting in America will be on paper ballots. But we also just put into law this year with SB 189 that all early votes and all early accepted ballots, they all will have to have their results reported by 8 p.m. That's 70, maybe even 75% of all the vote totals will be reported no later than 8 p.m. on election night.
Won't take 7 days to tabulate votes, as he said?
Absolutely not. What we will be waiting for is the overseas ballots that come in no later than Friday. And so those will then be the final numbers. And we'll just see if that makes the difference in the total vote totals. I understand we're very competitive. And that's why we've done everything since day one to make sure we have fast, accurate, and secure elections for all my voters here in Georgia.
None of that is true. Many of the ballots didn't even have signatures on them, it turned out. They found massive numbers of illegal aliens and dead people on there. And George Soros has got many of these Secretary of States and Attorney Generals under his full control. They got the Justice Department running around making sure that the steal can happen. But they're definitely sweating. It's why they tried to kill Trump twice, we know of. Yeah, the Secretary of State project of George Soros. And then look at all the Secretary of States they put in, including the lady you just saw on national news saying everything's fine, everything's great. And then you've got the Secretary of State in Maine. Remember her pulling Trump off the ballot? What a nice lady. No judge, no jury, just you're off the ballot because you've been indicted. Well, the law doesn't say that. Well, we don't care. Supreme Court had to say no. And that's why they're threatening the Supreme Court, because it's not fabulously corrupt. There's still little vestiges of justice left, just little toeholds we've got. But you can climb a mountain, you can climb a rock face with toeholds. But they're eroding those away quicker and quicker, and it's getting harder and harder and harder and more insane. All right, I'm going to open up the phones on election 2024, only 14 days out, 22 days out from the shutdown of InfoWars, very potentially. And it's just an epic time to be alive. I mean, I've been aware of the globalists for 40 years, intensely studying it for 35, on air for over 30 years and 6 months. And I always wondered if I could stay on air long enough, would the world wake up and say no to the globalists, or would they actually go operational like they said they would do in 2020 in 1992? It's a long-term plan. And then we lived through Agenda 21. Now we're under Agenda 2030. And we've got the battle plan. We should be able to beat them easily, but people still don't want to admit the horror of it. But because of Elon Musk and Tucker Carlson and Trump and this broadcast that was the detonator, you know, you can have a 300 Win Mag cartridge with the bullet in the front and the cartridge that holds the powder, and then you've got a little white powder cap on the back that the firing pin hits. And if you don't have the firing pin hitting the cap, and then the cap as a little explosion that ignites the white powder, and then it pressurizes in the shell casing inside the barrel and forces the gas out, driving the bullet down the rifling out of the weapon towards its target. And we are recognized, and it's just important to recognize this, for many reasons. I'll explain, I'll get back to the news and your calls, as the detonator. So we're much smaller than Elon Musk. You know, we're only reaching some days 50, 60 million, but most days 20 million. We're just the detonator. Elon Musk is the rifle, and the people are the projectile, and the globalist system is the target. Understand that? And that's why they hate our guts. That's why they want me punished as an example to others, and because I've got a lot more work to do in the fight, but I cannot carry out the fight when I fire the bat signal if you do not sit back and think, wow, out of all the organizations and groups and people, where would we be without InfoWars? The enemies of freedom really hate Alex Jones. Why have they run tens of thousands of news stories, thousands, and that's conservative, of national reports, tens of thousands of local, I can't even keep track, constantly lying about me, constantly attacking me, because they're scared of what we do. They're scared of you. And they're scared of populist champions. That's what this broadcast is. That are unifying the people and informing the people and giving people confidence to fight on. They want you demoralized and to think you're alone. You're not. So just because you're awake, I get that. No matter what happens to me, you're going to keep fighting. There are a lot of people that are starting to wake up, and we can take them the rest of the way, but our mission is so critical right now.